In 1969, businessman J. David Bamberger intentionally bought the worst ranch in Blanco County. Overgrazed, overrun with ash juniper, and choked with brush. He then brought it back to life, working with the best team he could find. They cleared invasive species and rotated cattle. They planted 3,000 native trees and scattered native grass seed. By the early 1970s, dried up springs and creeks began to flow and wildlife returned. Today, Sela Bamberger Ranch Preserve is a 5,500-acre model of habitat restoration. Sela is a biblical term meaning to pause and reflect. Its once barren hills are covered with bluestem and other grasses. Bird species number more than 200. About 3,500 annual visitors, from school children to rural landowners, come for tours and workshops. They hike nature trails past creeks and lakes. They view dinosaur tracks and a man-made cave that's home to 200,000 Mexican free-tailed bats. And they learn how the root system of grasses help retain rainwater. Bamberger's interest in nature began as a youngster in Depression-era Ohio. His mother, Hester, taught him about birds and how to plant trees. And she gave him a book, Pleasant Valley, the story of writer Lewis Bromfield's restoration of a worn-out Ohio farm. Bamberger vowed if he ever made money, he'd do the same. After college, he became a successful vacuum cleaner salesman in San Antonio. Later, he partnered with colleague Bill Church, whose family owned several chicken shacks. At Bamberger's suggestion, they franchised Church's Fried Chicken. In 1969, it became a publicly traded company, and Bamberger pursued his dream. Sela is a nonprofit conservancy. Deed restrictions keep it pristine. J. David Bamberger.
You will never see a gift shop. You'll never see a vending machine. You'll never see a cafe or a restaurant, a cell phone tower, a dumpster, or a paved parking lot.
In 2009, Sela received the Leopold Conservation Award, the state's top honor for land stewardship.